We were driving through the ice storm the other night, a half-inch block glazing the truck and the world to which it was attached, and I was thinking, you know, this is nice in its own way, when nature rears its monstrous side and gives a backhanded slap in the face of technology, motors, metal, you know. I mean, every half mile there'd be a car banked up off the road. Nobody hurt, nothing serious, but definitely reminded of who's the boss. So then, upon returning home, I walked in on an indoor plaster hailstorm persisting here, and I thought, oh right, I'm not the boss, remember? So I wonder if that has anything to do with why I'm reading stories to you. What do you think? Good evening, it's December 4th, 2007, and it's Miette's Bedtime Story Podcast. The assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, considered as a downhill motor race, by J.G. Ballard. Author's note. The assassination of President Kennedy on November 22, 1963, raised many questions, not all of which were answered by the report of the Warren Commission. It is suggested that a less conventional view of the events of that grim day may provide a more satisfactory explanation. Alfred Jarry's The Crucifixion, considered as an uphill bicycle race, gives us a useful lead. Oswald was the starter. From his window above the track, he opened the race by firing the starting gun. It is believed that the first shot was not properly heard by all the drivers. In the following confusion, Oswald fired the gun two more times, but the race was already underway. Kennedy got off to a bad start. There was a governor in his car, and its speed remained constant at about 15 miles an hour. However, shortly afterward, when the governor had been pulled out of action, the car accelerated rapidly and continued at high speed along the remainder of the course. The visiting teams. As befitting the inauguration of the first production car race through the streets of Dallas, both the president and the vice president participated. The vice president, Johnson, took up his position behind Kennedy on the starting line. The concealed rivalry between the two men was of keen interest to the crowd. Most of them supported the home driver, Johnson. The starting point was the Texas Book Depository, where all bets were placed in the presidential race. Kennedy was an unpopular contestant with the Dallas crowd, many of whom showed outright hostility. The deplorable incident familiar to us all is one example. The course ran downhill from the Book Depository, below an overpass, then on to the Parkland Hospital, and from there to Love Airfield. It is one of the most hazardous courses in downhill motor racing, second only to the Sarajevo track, discontinued in 1914. Kennedy went downhill rapidly. After the damage to the governor, the car shot forward at high speed. An alarmed track official attempted to mount the car, which continued on its way, cornering on two wheels. Turns. Kennedy was disqualified at the hospital after taking a turn for the worse. Johnson now continued to race in the lead, which he maintained to the finish. The flag. To satisfy the participation of the president in the race, Old Glory was used in place of the usual checkered square. Photographs of Johnson receiving his prize after winning the race revealed that he had decided to make the flag a memento of his victory. Previously, Johnson had been forced to take a back seat, as his position on the starting line behind the president indicates. Indeed, his attempts to gain a quick lead on Kennedy during the false start were forestalled by a track steward who pushed Johnson to the floor of his car. In view of the confusion at the start of the race, which resulted in Kennedy, clearly expected to be the winner on past form, being forced to drop out at the hospital turn, it has been suggested that the hostile local crowd, eager to see a win by the home driver Johnson, deliberately set out to stop him completing the race. Another theory maintains that the police guarding the track were in collusion with the starter, Oswald. After he finally managed to give the send-off, Oswald immediately left the race and was subsequently apprehended by track officials. Johnson had certainly not expected to win the race in this way. There were no pit stops. Several puzzling aspects of the race remain. One is the presence of the president's wife in the car, an unusual practice for racing drivers. Kennedy, however, may have maintained that, as he was in control of the ship of state, he was therefore entitled to captain's privileges. The Warren Commission. The rake-off on the book of the race. In their report, prompted by widespread complaints of foul play and other irregularities, the syndicate lay full blame on the starter, Oswald. Without doubt, Oswald badly misfired. But one question still remains unanswered. Who loaded the starting gun?